Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2787.
What do you aspire to be?
I think the answer probably would be divided based on personal aspirations and professional aspirations. Personally, obviously you want to be a great dad, you want to be a great husband, a great human being. On a professional side, I guess the goals are a little more lofty. I'd either like to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a partner at an AM Daily law firm, AM 100 law firm. The reason would be obviously because both those individuals are recognized leaders in their classes, and there's a lot of strategy and a lot of different skill sets that could be used in either job.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Probably the best word is ambitious, but you could probably also put in boring. I tend to set lofty goals, and I'm somewhat ambitious in my personal life, but I don't go out very much. I tend to like to work out and do other things that are more solo-oriented, so probably boring would be a good descriptive word.
What type of things make you happy?
Well, until recently, I've just graduated law school, so I would have to say getting great grades, opening any kind of grade letter and finding that you did well relative to your peers. Also, I enjoy going and looking at historical monuments, the cathedrals, the different types of cooking shows, looking at different ways of cooking pasta. There's all different types of things that make me happy. So relatively experiences, new and novel experiences, and things that I can enjoy and share with significant others.
What type of things make you sad?
Most likely, it would probably be the way that people structure their lives and some of the things that they prioritize. You look at some individuals and what they go after all their lives can be taken away in a flash of an eye. And so maybe in my own life, prioritizing things that aren't that important and trying to make sure that I'm going after things that are important.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, socioeconomically, I came from, I would have to say, a middle class, probably a moderate middle class to an upper middle class. And so my parents were both business owners, and they instilled in me a desire to not only own my own business, but to work hard and to, at some point, succeed. I'd mentioned wanting to be a CEO or wanting to be a partner at a law firm. And so seeing them succeed in the business world has instilled that value and the determination in me.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the most admirable qualities an individual can have, one, to be goal-oriented in their own individual life, whatever the goal is, and to go after those goals with a sense of determination. Many people just settle in their life for a particular goal or say that this is what I have in life because of either the choices my parents have made or someone else, and they don't take individual responsibility. So being goal-oriented and going after those goals are admirable qualities, the most admirable qualities I think an individual can have.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think the quality that I would say that I like the best about myself is setting goals and realistically achieving those goals. I think that what I would have to say I like least about myself is I can almost become judgmental of people in my life who are important to me, who establish goals and then just cop out. I always want them to want to be the best that they can be in any particular area, and so that sense of judgment can destroy relationships, and it's something that I want to make sure that I address in the future.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, one of the most important values my parents instilled in me would be that they owned their own businesses and they were very hardworking. I saw them from a very early age working a lot of hours to ensure that we could go to private schools and so that we could flourish academically or flourish socially, as it were. So in terms of my own children, I would want to set up some sort of structure where they would be able to see myself working hard, but also be able to internalize that and maybe in chores or different things like that, show them achievement and show them different ways of incrementally setting up goals where hardworking attributes are rewarded.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to watch movies with my family. That's probably the best thing that I enjoy doing. Whether it would be something like Lord of the Rings or anything else like that. Spending time with my family watching movies or cooking a dinner and playing an evening with games with them would probably be the best thing I enjoy doing.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I think the most cherished present I received for a holiday was a picture frame my wife got me. It was in a beautiful frame, and it was a picture that she had taken while she was away. It was very early in our relationship, and it speaks to me at the time in our relationship where we were just starting out and very early, getting to know each other. And it's a sentimental remembrance of that part of our lives.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I was taken to the library almost every single weekend as a child, and so I really enjoyed going through all the books that they had at our local library. I also enjoyed playing some of the different sports, basketball and baseball, that I was able to take part of from a very early age. Both of those were equally satisfying.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
I would say that my favorite book fluctuates depending on what type of mood I'm in. I've enjoyed The Lord of the Rings, also the Harry Potter series, Aragon, just very eclectic type of mixture of books. In terms of what type of book I enjoy, I would have to say either historical fiction or it's almost a sci-fi type fiction, something like the Wheel of Time series by Brandon Jordanson. Do I have a favorite literary character? I don't, but I like the literary characters to be nuanced and to developed. I think that the J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings, looking at Gandalf or somewhere else like that, some of the nuances in the character are always interesting to read and to explore and discover.
What is your favorite word and why?
I think anyone who doesn't say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I think anyone who doesn't say that would not enjoy words. Why is it my favorite word? Because everyone seems to know it, and it's just a fun word to say.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I enjoy watching football, basketball, tennis, soccer, golf. I actually like rugby. Rugby's enjoyable to watch, and also anytime that I can watch a good game of badminton on the Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics, that's always enjoyable. So any kind of sport, really, I enjoy watching.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
As interesting as it sounds, the thing I probably do for myself in terms of fun is working out. That would have to be the number one hobby I have. It's a great stress reliever, and It can be fun at times. I really do enjoy it.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I don't think I'm that creative. If I have any kind of creativity in me, it would have to be expressed in the journals that I do to try to catalog and kind of show what my life is at a specific point in time. So, not that creative.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've gotten quite a few celebrities, honestly, and some of them are frustrating. I deny the resemblance, and others I accept the resemblance. I've been told I look like Monica Geller's off Friends, her husband. I don't know what his name is. I, of course, deny that resemblance, but I've been told I look like Keith Urban when I had a longer hair, or the guy off of Sweet Home Alabama. I'm sorry, I'm not giving any names here.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Well, in evaluating this question, I think addressing a significant experience and risk you have taken would probably be what I'd like to focus on. Going to law school with oversaturation of lawyers would probably be the number one risk I've taken and significant experience in terms of developing a better understanding of the world and how the world works.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Well, I'd love to talk to Ronald Reagan. I think that he probably could tell me a lot about not only how to motivate individuals and how to analyze different political situations or analyze different just situations in general, how to read individuals. And if you just look at what he was going through with that period of U.S. history, there was a lot of things that he had to control just in his words and everything else. It just would be very interesting to talk to him and learn how he managed people.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Well, this will sound pretentious, but the first bad grade I got in law school, I did well in law school. Let me preface by saying that. But the first bad grade I got in law school was an eye-opener, because before then you have great grades and then you realize that you're in an atmosphere or environment with 200 other type A personalities and none of us are used to getting bad grades. So when I got that first bad grade, and there weren't very many of them, but when I got it, it was eye-opening to the fact that I can't always succeed in everything you do.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
Well, I'm going to showcase my quirky sense of humor by saying, up until 18, I was fairly ignorant of the allure of women. Not saying that I was... Man, I can't... I had more things going on in my life that I was interested in than girls. But after 18, it was all I could think about. So describe this moment. Well, it just hit you. And what were my conceptions about it? I didn't get a lot done from 18 to 19. But then after that, I really focused back on my schoolwork and everything else I wanted to do in life.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be running a company. That would probably be the thing that I would have enjoyed doing and the thing that I would enjoy doing in the future. Just all the strategy that's involved in running a company, and specifically a technology company. I think that the way that we're consuming content and the way that we're distributing content and data, it's changing, and to be on the forefront of that with a major company and leading that charge would be amazing.
Where would you like to be the most?
I would like to be at home, not doing this interview.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would say that my family in general, just because of the way that American society is, we dispersed all over the place, and so having a family reunion or something where I'm spending time with the family and have time to spend with my family would probably be where I would prefer to be at this moment.
What is your approach to life?
I think the one word approach to life would be analysis. I just kind of question what goes on, why it goes on, and what I can do in terms of steps to get where I want to go. So my approach to life is to analyze the situation, set a goal, and then try to achieve that goal.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I would say that the most difficult time in my life would be right after I graduated law school. After graduating law school, you come out with an expectation that if you get certain grades and you have work experience, you have other things like that, you can immediately launch into your career. But because of economic situations and different choices in the past, hasn't been possible. So realizing that isn't possible and trying to start my own career, it's been very difficult. In terms of overcoming these difficulties, looking for ways of networking and meeting different people, looking for ways of investing my time to start that career. And lastly, how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty? Well, it's made me realize that some things in life aren't as important as I thought they were. And moving forward, perhaps when I have the option of purchasing those things or doing those things, it might not be something that I choose to invest my time in. Maybe I have a more simple life in the future, and that may just be better. I might have more time to focus on friends and family than anything else in life.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think the most rewarding experience I've had would most likely be being married. And I say being married over the term of marriage because you learn how to prioritize another individual and how to walk with someone else. It's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world, but it can be very rewarding in terms of the subtle ways your life changes, and for the better.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I enjoyed Monopoly, but that's just because the acquisition of money, trying to get as much money as possible from the other individual and watching them squirm when they hit one of your properties with houses on them. So Monopoly would probably be the best and the worst game if you're not winning.
Who is your favorite actor?
Undoubtedly Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hands down, best actor ever. Not really the best actor ever, but he was a great actor.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'd say homemade pizza with homemade sauce and homemade meatballs, that type of, in a salad. That would probably be my favorite dinner ever. Just fantastic.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I don't like roller coasters, so probably the craziest thing I've ever done is ride on a roller coaster repeatedly. That would, I was shamed into doing this, and so I had to prove it to myself that I could actually do it. And so I rode a roller coaster repeatedly, and it was not fun. I didn't enjoy it at all. It was pretty crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I make a list. That's the first thing I do every day. It's what I have to do, and I like to have structure in my life, and if I can have a list and cross those things off, then I feel like somehow I've done something during the day.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Time travel.
You are majoring in law. When did you first become interested in this field?
I think when I was 19, I looked at some of the different decisions that impacted not only integration in schools, but looking at the Ten Commandments and looking at different things like that, and realizing how important an understanding of law was and how law impacts every decision that we as society make. And so having a basic understanding and an enhanced understanding of that, I thought would be beneficial.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd probably be focused more on management as opposed to individual contribution. I like to get into the nuances of people development and people management and also business strategy. So in terms of what I would be doing, it would either be a senior manager trying to get into the upper level executive branch, or not the executive branch, but the executive office of any kind of company. In terms of family, ideally I would have 2 to 3 children, and in terms of just travel and different things like that, I'd love to be able to go to Europe and go to New Zealand.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Well, my wife and I are more homebodies, so in terms of a romantic evening, what I would consider would be a romantic evening would probably be something, well, first address the elements. Either it would be snowing or raining. Second, the ambiance. You probably either have a fire or something like that. And then the food, you'd have some sort of great food, whether it be Italian food, or you would have definitely not Mexican food, so Italian food or homemade food, something like that. And then just spending time with my wife doing something, whether it be watching a movie, snuggling on the couch, just where I got to interface with her, and either talking, playing a game, putting together a puzzle, just something that is very focused on each other rather than focused on everything else that you take in on a daily basis.
What do you love most about your wife?
Well, the thing I love most about my wife are her eyes. She's got green almond eyes, and that would probably be the thing that every now and then they just pop, but they're beautiful eyes.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
Probably the nicest thing I could do for my wife is give her a coupon that would say, "Honey, I will drive anywhere we go, on any road trip or whatever, for your entire life, and you can just sit in the passenger side."
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, there are two considerations. One, just knowing the impact the donor program has as a society, there's always going to be individuals who have a hard time conceiving, and so being part of that in an anonymous way can be rewarding. And also the financial aspect, being able to support my wife and myself while I'm looking for a job and doing that type of thing is beneficial.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would just have to say good luck. I know that it can be difficult sometimes. We all have things we're going through, but I hope that you're successful in what you're wanting to do. For the recipients, in terms of the offspring, just that, I don't know, you're obviously, you are important enough to have many people in your life really, really wanting to have you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2787.